Cruising Dreams Press proudly presents Islands, Oceans, and Dreams by Michael Salvaneschi. Read for you by Andrew Parker.
To Lori, my daughter. Chapter 1, The Dream Voyage. Near midnight on April 17, 1995, sea conditions turned eerie. Waves peaked up and down in small pyramids. The air seemed filled with foreboding. The wind remained at 15 knots, but inky clouds from the east, like black hands, scudded low across a moonless sky. Stars vanished in their grasp. 10 almost sleepless days had passed since I departed La Paz, Mexico, and set sail for the South Seas. A fair breeze had scooted Micah, my 38-foot cruising cutter, over a placid sea. But now, on this black night, waves banged into each other like the wingtips of agitated ravens. At 53, alone on my first solo voyage, 1,100 miles offshore, I had no choice but to accept the changing weather conditions. Aching for half an hour of sleep, I climbed into my bunk. I had just drifted into dreams when a resounding boom on deck, like a gunshot, snapped me awake, and I bolted upright. I flipped on the spreader lights and rushed topside. The wind whistled at 30. Flecks of spray glistened in the spreader lights and blew back into my face like silver needles. Crouched in the cockpit, shielding squinting eyes with my hand, I scanned the deck for the cause of the unnerving bang. The backstay and lowers were intact. Lines lashing the dinghy to the deck were tight. Everything looked normal. Then I saw it. My heart sank. The forestay had detached from the masthead. My largest headsail, held aloft now by only the halyard, swayed from side to side in death rolls that threatened to rip out the mast. The chill of fear tingled down my spine.